It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm just getting used again to these strange times that we live in. Looking out the window at a deserted city, it's a bit weird, really. But good to see that, you know, people are largely observing the rules and everybody's doing what they can to stop the spread. But it is alarming, you know, 14,000 close contacts, you know, 107 cases, and we were expecting more today and probably an increase in numbers for a couple of days. You can see the super spreader events and you can see the nature of the new contagious variant, and there's a, you know, there's a lot to be concerned about, and that's why we've got to do what we're doing.
Delta has changed how we have to respond quite considerably. You've been pushing for Auckland Central to be a hub of vaccination. You'd like to see major vaccination in the centre of town. Why exactly, and do you think it's feasible for the government to roll that out?
Well, I think it's actually the whole of the Auckland region. We're making the case yet again to government that we are the region most at risk. And if they can ramp up the vaccination program in Auckland, then that's exactly what we would expect them to do. Same sort of thing has happened in Australia with, you know, vaccine being directed towards New South Wales. It's not that we're greedy or think that we're better than anybody else. It's simply that we're at more risk. And if we're at more risk, as you can see, 8,000 people came up to Auckland the weekend before last and went back to their home cities. So if you get a problem in Auckland, it soon becomes the country's problem. So, you know, I think, well, it's really good to see that they're ramping up vaccination numbers and we're doing in excess of 50,000 a day, and we've now got plenty of supply. And, you know, just hats off to the health service, because they're doing both testing and they're doing vaccination. While, you know, that's a real credit to them, and we're incredibly grateful for them. But, you know, to try to get Auckland vaccinated as quickly as possible, because, you know, this was really disappointing that we've had the level four lockdown, but it wasn't entirely unexpected. We all knew that there was that prospect. So the faster we can be vaccinated, that doesn't solve all problems. You can still get COVID, but you won't get it as seriously and you're less likely to pass it on. So that's got to be a priority.
We're still seeing some concerns from particularly Māori and Pacific Island health practitioners that those demographics are being left behind still. Obviously, there's been a big push to try and get specific messaging out, and also community-helmed vaccination projects out there. Do you think that that's a fair case? Also, how is the council supporting those groups to increase the vaccination? Because we know they're more vulnerable.
Yeah, well, vaccination is, of course, done through the district health boards and the Ministry of Health. So it's not that, you know, we'll cooperate where we can, but that's not our primary responsibility. Really worrying yesterday, actually, to hear at the end of the PM's question and answer session that Pacifica are making up 50% of all the positive COVID cases, and that's overwhelmingly, I think, because of the outbreak at the Assembly of God Samoan congregation in Mangere. It's not that nothing has been done. I've been through to talk to the South Seas Healthcare Centre in Otara and look at their facilities and the old Manukau Tech buildings, where, you know, it is themed around being welcoming to the Pacifica community. My wife got vaccinated for both of her vaccinations at the Manurewa Marae, and, you know, what they're doing on the ground is really good. You know, everybody I talk to come away with praise for the staff and how they're doing it, the welcome they get, the care they get, etc. But we've still got to ramp that up still further. And, you know, that's certainly it, getting that message across. And the great irony of what we're going through at the moment is actually this has been another wake-up call for people. And I'm hearing people now saying, well, you know, I was tossing up whether or not to get vaccinated, but yeah, I guess I should. Yeah, of course you should.
With as you say, obviously this does fall under the Ministry of Health's jurisdiction first and foremost, but the council could be doing more perhaps to help boost messaging or to help provide some supports for those groups who are trying to do the on-the-ground action. Are you hearing particular calls from those communities to council, and what is the council doing to help, I guess, make the infrastructure of that side easier?
Yeah, well, the key thing that we're doing at the moment and is that the contact centre at Auckland Transport and the Auckland Council staff, we've said to the government and to the health services that we are available to help, in particular with doing the COVID tracing, if they need that help. And they indicated earlier on in the process that help was necessary. On the social side, we've resumed our provision of meals for the most vulnerable and for the homeless. But the Ministry of Social Development has moved on a lot from where we were about a year ago, where they are now able to cope with all of the demands for food banks and that sort of thing. In terms of messaging out around healthcare, well, all of the messages that I'm putting out and that the councillors are putting out and the council itself are putting out are reinforcing those government messages, the messages we want to get across to all people about what they need to do to keep safe and the need to get vaccinated.
Now, there's been quite a bit of focus in this, particularly since we've heard yesterday about the extension being rolled out, that last year at Level 4 we had a lot of financial supports in place and also social supports in place to protect people across the hardest part of the lockdown. I'm talking about rent freezes, eviction moratoriums. We've also seen free public transport was a big one that popped up last time, and we're seeing not a lot of conversation around that at the moment, particularly with something like transport, which the council could be directly having more of a engagement with there. Are there conversations going on about how to support particularly those essential workers trying to get to and from where they need to be? What's happening in that space?
Yeah, The Auckland Transport's currently running its Saturday schedule designed to help essential workers and designed to help those that need to access essential services. I've got to say, when I have been out, almost every bus is almost empty, and that was a lot of our experience last time. But of course, you have to provide the service for that number of people that who are essential workers and don't have their own transport, and for those that need to access essential services.
Is there some sort of financial assistance being provided there?
I'll have to check up on that. I recall last time we were running the services for nothing and that we were getting support from Waka Kotahi. I have written to the Minister again asking whether that support fund will be renewed. It was out of the COVID recovery fund, so that we can get support, because at the moment probably we're running at a loss of about $5 million a week for Auckland Transport alone. That's a substantial sum of money. And would be useful if the government can assist in that regard.
What's that going to look like for people's daily lives? Because obviously that's going to be long-term a big impact on the city, but in this immediate space where people are also just trying to scrape by during this particular point of the crisis, is there any particular focus that the central and local governments are putting on financially supporting these communities that are doing it toughest?
Yeah, well, you know, questions of rent freezes are entirely a matter for central government. I'm not sure what, if anything, they've done. I suspect, you know, that they're taking it a week at a time. Initially, you know, lockdown for 4 days, Auckland for a week. Now, you know, a lockdown for more than a week for everybody, and for 2 weeks for Auckland City. I think they'll be gearing up to determine what extra assistance they need, and our people at Auckland Emergency Management are liaising closely with them. My office is liaising closely with the Prime Minister's office, daily telephone calls at 8 in the morning, to see how we can work together and what extra assistance is needed. At the moment, I'm informed that the Ministry of Social Development and its support for regional food banks are sufficient in that area. We're looking at ramping up in Auckland Council to get our librarians again to be ringing around our elderly people that are home alone. Those are the people that we consider to be amongst the most vulnerable, and we need to make sure that they are getting the help they need, and even a telephone call just to say, how are you going? You know, is everything okay? That's one thing that worked really, really well last time. We did over 17,000 calls, and I believe that we need to ramp that up again this time.
Well, I'm aware you have to go this morning a little bit earlier than usual, so we'll wrap it up here. But thank you very much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. Take care, and we'll speak to you again next week.
And thanks, Rachel, and to all of the listeners out there, take care. These are challenging times, but working together, working collectively, we can beat this again like we've done it in the past. But it's going to be tough because of the super spreader. It's going to be tough because of the contagious nature of the disease. That means that we've got to be more resilient and we've got to make even greater efforts.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for your time. Ka kite, and we'll see you later.
Okay, ka kite, mate wa.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank